and shield in my hand. Walk out on the old battlefield. Now I'm fighting for my right in the army.
I'm fighting for my right.
Fighting for my right. Ooh, yeah. I'm going to stand there.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Hey, how you doing?
Aww. I think this is a little too close.
Okay. Well, hi. My name is Simone Biles. I want to welcome you all to the Black Table. Thank you all for listening.
Wow. I am really happy.
Honored to be in front of me. Yeah. I look much smaller on the television. Hey, Black Table listeners. Welcome to episode number 12. We're excited to have you. Before we even jump into what this show is about, it's going to be a very interesting show. We're going to have to do some creative editing, I'm sure, based on the content that we're talking
He's
about.
He's a pessimist. Like, let's let the show go.
Okay.
And see where it goes. Right?
Okay. I'm going to follow your lead.
Yeah. See, guys? That's what you have me here for.
Good. Well, let's start with some positive notes then. Yeah. What have you been up to for the last week?
What have you been up? I don't remember what happened.
Mine is always negative. I feel like I always have something bad happen because...
Let's see.
Well, let me just get mine out of the way so you can lift it.
No, I'll just go first. Okay. So, you know, I'm a weekend parent to my dog. So anytime I get to hang out with them is like, they love me. My mom be so mad because I guess when I come over, they just act wild and crazy and whatever. And I don't know. I love animals, but I love my dogs. They're so like, I made Kane a Facebook page many years ago and I really need to start updating that and add Zoo in the mix. And,
I just love my dogs.
They needed a shout out. They listen to this show.
Okay, well.
What the fuck is that?
This is my dog's.
No, that.
What?
That little brown thing.
This is her bone. This is my dog's bone. And so we're going to talk about my dog, who's not such an angel like Kane and Zoo.
Yeah.
My dog, Daphne, decided to eat her second couch in the last 6 months. this comes 2 weeks after my car was broken into.
Sorry.
It's just like hit after hit after hit after hit in my own home. Like, bitch, I saved your life. Like, I rescued you. And this is how you repay me? You eat my couch, so I have nowhere to sit. I do have a half of the thing
Let's
to sit
be
on,
real.
That's not what it's about. What?
Let's be real. That be dog real has seen a lot of things. She been in the crate, you know, when you're at work.
You know,
she wanted to show out,
you know,
and she did it.
Well, she definitely did. So now she is a 100,000% crate dog. She will not be exploring the outside world unless it's at a doggy daycare, because it won't be in my good apartment, because this is the second couch in 6 months. Really?
That's crazy though, like, because I know, like, Zoo, so when he was a puppy, we just like block him off into the kitchen when we left for work, so he just had the kitchen to explore, and nothing would get torn up, but we would see, like, he would take a shit.
Ooh.
And when we come back, there wouldn't be any shit. You'd smell it. So he would eat it. And it's like, then you come home and lick my face when I walk in. It's like,
that's so gross.
So that was like the worst things that he would do, is like eat his own shit, or like if we would be outside, he'd grab someone's shit and bring it up to us kind of thing. But yeah, I don't know.
But he never ate a couch. See, 6 months ago when the other couch was damaged, she actually started damaging it when she was 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, she's just a year. So at 6 months, she like had another go at it. And I was already done with that couch anyway.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's okay. I'll just figure out a new couch situation, whatever. this time, you know, you all know I want this little IKEA couch. I talked about it like on the first two episodes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But on my own time, once again, like with the car, I wanted it on my own time.
Yeah.
But, you know, there is no right time, I guess, for things to happen. So I'm just going to go ahead and move forward, because I guess Daphne was looking out for me. She said, you know what? You've been sitting on that couch for a while.
And you said you hated it because it's a
love seat. I do hate that couch, too.
So she's just looking out for you. Think about it that way.
Right.
And when you get the IKEA couch, she'll be, you know.
But you know what I'm really hoping for? I'm hoping that someone's like, oh, my God, I have an IKEA couch. It's extra. Just take it.
How many rich friends do you know? I'm saying.
I'm trying to get on that. How many rich friends do I need to make? Hey, rich friends. Thank you so much. much for being my fake sponsor today, giving me IKEA furniture. But anyway.
Why does it have to be IKEA? Why can't it just be a nice couch?
Because IKEA furniture, you can build in your house. IKEA furniture, you can replace very easily. And
all these,
it's like the look that I like.
Go to Target.
Well, it's the look that I like.
I don't know. You full shit.
It's the look that I like.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're not gonna argue. But yeah, so that's what happened with me over the past week. But
I mean, it's just she's like I said, she's a product of her environment.
This bitch.
The person you raised her. So if your dog acts out a certain way, then that's
she doesn't drag me to hell and back. I hate this bitch. But okay, yeah, you know what? You're
just
right.
Saying.
But you know that this is more motivation for me to just get her into the doggy daycare, so she's more exhausted and doesn't feel the need. She's eating things because she's
doggy
bored.
Doggy daycare, man. You sound just so bougie.
Well, I am the Tony Childs of this podcast, so I guess. Anyway, but on top of that, this week was also hard. How do we even introduce this topic? I'm like, so this is really
I don't
hard.
Even know. Like, I'm glad that like we take the time to record after we've sat on things because right. It would just be a rant.
Right.
And not in the best light. I don't know.
Okay, we'll try this. Just telling them what happened. So, in our shared space, there's a routine, I guess, a routine that happens every day where on a dry erase board, someone writes a song of the day. And the song of the day is typically related to the holiday that's happening. So if it's, you know, 4th of July or Labor Day, it's like Party in the USA or something like that. You know, nothing really.
Very Disney.
Very Disney, PG, very fun,
you know, whatever.
Sing-along type songs.
Okay.
On Tuesday, which happened to be the second anniversary of Mike Brown's murder, the song that was written on the board, Niggas in Paris. N*GGAS in Paris by Kanye West. The worst part about it all, besides it being on that day, besides it being with 99.9% white folk that were in there, is that the person clearly doesn't even listen to that song. It wasn't even just a song.
They're not a Kanye West fan.
Because they couldn't even spell Kanye's name correctly.
Right.
This was, to me, calculated, pointed, and directed. It was to send a message on the day that it happened. That's
absolutely
how I feel.
Absolutely.
So it's been a very deflating week, very exhausting mentally. I don't think people understand how much it takes to go day by day just to be black, because it's not like you can just do A through Z and then go home. It's like you have to do A, you jump to Y because there's some bullshit happening, then you have to go back to C eventually, but then you forgot B, so you gotta go back, you know, because you have to deal with this, and you have to see nigger where you're supposed to feel safe.
Right.
And all these places. Like,
and then it's
like,
frustrating when there's people who have leadership positions who see those things and just blindly walk away as if, oh, I saw that too. But you saw this. When did you see this? Why was there no conversation? Why wasn't this brought up? And that's what frustrated me even more, that it made it seem like, okay, it's there.
Right.
That's how it felt. I'm like, okay. And you're kind of bothering me by telling me about it. That's how I feel. But
so to give you a loose description of like how this is being handled right now. So I'm a very low person on the totem pole when it comes to handling situations like these. I really shouldn't even be handling
you
situations
really
like this.
Be handling it.
But seeing that I'm the highest person of color that is outraged by this, it's kind of falling completely on my shoulders to make sure that something is happening. So from the walk from the board to somebody who is actually supposed to be handling the situation, I just came up with the idea of, you know what, we're going to do some sort of training to make sure that people know that we know what happened. We're not going to support this culture, blah, da, da, da. And the way that it's gone about being handled by the people that should be caring has been ultimately very disappointing in the first week. I mean, it's only been a few days since it's happened, so it may be picked up. But I feel like me starting the fire, I shouldn't be the one that does
that. You shouldn't be the one. And I think they're expecting it to kind of die down. So then the feelings that you feel right now, you're just not going to feel them by the time they want to handle it. And what's sad is that there is a
higher level
person of color. And
that person doesn't feel affected by it.
Doesn't feel affected by it.
Yeah.
And feels more affected by us talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
than seeing that, than the fact that it was actually on the board, and it's kind of against her too.
Mm-hmm. Do you all know, do you all spend time with coons in your day-to-day life? It's so hard to describe. So we're really trying to be very PC. We're trying not to say anything too pointed, too descriptive, because...
So if it sounds like we're talking in code, just... email us.
It's because we are.
Yeah.
We're trying our best to. But, the person that is supposed to, in my mind, be an advocate for me and anyone underneath me, I feel like there's, in the past, there's been a serious miscarriage of justice when it comes to handling issues of race and racism.
Absolutely.
And that's why we have an awful culture of racism in this space. We have an awful culture of saying, oh, you know what? It'll blow over. They'll forget about it.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
No,
but
not
let,
this time.
Let me remind you, if I get offended by nigger written on the board any which way, shape, and form, you should be offended by nigger. Because you are a nigger to whoever wrote that up there.
Mm-hmm.
Your children are niggers. Your parents are niggers. The, don't fix your neck to lay up on a chair in front of an African person to braid that hair one more fucking time, because that
okay.
bitch is a nigger too.
Okay.
So you and all these niggers that are turning their back to this racist, this nasty, who I think is very calculating, you know, this person knows what the fuck they're doing. This person who feels like it's okay to write nigger on a board,
very
you're letting
bold.
Them slide.
They're, and I'm sure that people know the name of that person.
I'm
and
sure,
it's just,
but personally, I'm not going on a witch hunt. I'm not, because it could, to me,
I'm not
going to
go and search, but I definitely would like to know.
I don't want
to
know.
I know you don't want to know because, yeah, because of who you are. I definitely get that. But I just want to know because, you know what? If you've looked me in my eye and smiled at me and whatever,
mm-hmm.
I just, like, how do you do that?
Right.
You know? And you feel that way, or it's not just a song, and that's his song. That doesn't mean all African Americans, like, universally agree to that word, or it's conflict within the community using the word, you know? But then aside from that, it's, you can't say that.
You can't say it. The end.
That's it.
And you can't.
And
write
I'm not gonna.
It.
Keep, I'm not gonna explain it. You can't say it.
And I'm not walking into a place where I'm supposed to feel safe and seeing that word and
mm-hmm.
not causing a shitstorm.
Yeah.
I'm just not gonna
nope,
do that.
Nope. It's not gonna.
So you know what? I'm taking as many proper steps as I can, even by trying to make sure that I'm being as PC as possible on this, because you know who knows how far this could go.
Right.
I'm not playing with
yeah.
this. And if other people want to play, then that's fine. You can take your coon ass and play all day.
Mm-hmm.
So you can keep reading nigger, but I'm not gonna be. One.
Yeah.
I will be respected.
Absolutely.
And I will not be in a I will not be around a culture that will forgive a racist act or racism or racist. Never, ever. That'd
like,
be a disservice
period.
To myself.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking doing that because I'm not a fucking coon.
And
I'm not gonna let someone who doesn't have a voice have to endure that either.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna use my position of power to do as much as I can, even though I feel like people above me should be doing more.
Absolutely.
I understand they're not. So here I am. If I have to go out as an activist, then I'll go out as an activist.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not reading nigger where I'm supposed to feel safe.
Absolutely not.
That's the black ass bottom line of it.
Now, like, the how do you feel like with the whole AT&T thing?
So why don't you tell them what happened?
Okay, so I guess somebody came in. The AT&T is, I mean, you guys know who they are, right?
Right.
So they have a big building down in St. Louis, and someone hung a noose. It was like through a hanger, some kind of rope in the shape of a noose over someone's desk.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
I showed it to you before anything ever
yeah,
came out.
You showed it to me on Facebook or whatever.
Yeah.
And okay, like, I don't know. In my mind, I was thinking about like Mizzou, the cotton, all this,
mm-hmm.
all the race shit. So in my mind, I was like, okay, another one of those instances.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they found the person that did it,
mm-hmm.
and it was released. So it was a contractor. They've been let go. Yada, yada, yada.
So for me, when I first saw that photo, I didn't believe that it was real, because looking at the photo, it's a picture of a noose hanging from a hanger from the ceiling, and it's in an empty office. I'm like, whoever took this picture made this so they can get media attention,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, get a GoFundMe going and
right.
get attention, because that happens.
Yeah, that happens, absolutely.
But the fact that they actually investigated and found somebody, and that person either admitted to it or got caught doing it, and got fired, they're not going to release a fake firing, because then every AT&T employee is going to be like, no, no one got fired. Mm-hmm. You know, so this actually did happen. And for me, like, I saw it and I thought it was fake because it was so stupid and poorly
done. It's so surreal. It's like a news in 2016.
But it's real.
Are you kidding me?
I just knew it was fake because who the fuck would do that? Just like, I just knew I wasn't reading nigger on the board.
Right.
I just knew. I knew that wasn't what I saw. You know, it's like these racists are so, first of all, racism is dumb. So if you're a racist, you're doing dumb shit anyway.
Okay.
But the thing about racists are they want to get away with doing as much racist shit as they can without being called a racist, mm-hmm. because that's like the worst thing in the world to them.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you a racist every fucking time I can. Or at least call out the racism if I can't pinpoint who it is. Because to me, if you didn't write it on the board or you didn't hang the noose, if you walk past
that's
it,
serious.
If you didn't say anything about it, then you wrote it and you hung it.
And it's serious to me that, like, it's an actual noose. And sometimes it feels like these companies protect these people because I want to know who did it. Because if they get hired at my job or my friend's job or my mom's job or something, and they have those feelings, those beliefs, that's dangerous. You know, you don't know what's in the mind of a person that's already filled with so much hatred and rage towards, you know, a race.
I think that apologists and the people that do protect these people mm-hmm. are worse than the people that actually commit the act. When I was in grade school, I went to a Catholic grade school, and it was when I was in, I guess, the middle school portion. I don't know. We call mm-hmm. it all grade school, but yeah. fifth to eighth grade, that middle school.
Yeah. yeah.
When I was in that age range, that was when the scandals of a lot of priests molesting young boys came out, whatever. And there was a St. Louis priest that was alleged to molest people. Mm-hmm. He came and stayed at the rectory and started preaching at our school. The rectory is right by where we had recess and did art class and everything. So he was just living on our campus. And then come to find out, actually through talking to Sir Ratchetness, I told you about that from Neck of the Woods. We were chatting about, you know, grade school stuff. It came out that someone that we know was actually molested by a priest. I don't know if it was this priest or like whatever, but I'm like,
these
apologists brought that person in because they were like, no, they can't be because we're on the same side of God. Whatever their excuse is.
Oh my goodness.
They brought that man in, and all I know, and maybe there's more details out there, is that someone that I was close to turned out he was molested when he was in grade school. Why? Probably because these apologists made that exception, oversaw the fact that this allegation is probably real, and let that person into another space to commit more violence. So this news hanger is going to be welcome to another space because that name was not named, and he's going to do it, or he or she is going to do it again. And the person, whoever, you know, wrote the nigger on the board is going to go into a new space eventually and continue acting on these crimes, because if it weren't for me, they wouldn't even fucking know that it was wrong.
Right.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's like people need to be disciplined. And I mean, sure, maybe I don't know. I just think that you're by protecting their name, you're covering for them in the sense of like, this person did it. If you were and I had come into a space and did something that affected another race, another sex, whatever, I feel like people would be talking enough to some, it would be leaked to the news or something, mm-hmm. you know?
It would either be our photos in there, our name was in there. I mean, shit, even if we got killed by a racist, mm-hmm. our mugshot would be shown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'd be the guilty one just because we're black.
Yeah.
So I don't even want to fucking hear, you know, maybes and I don't knows and whatever. We're around grown adults. I'm not in a daycare every fucking day. So we're around grown adults that have had time to learn about this shit. And if you don't learn about it, that's because you don't want to know about
it. You don't want to. That's
but you
it.
Know about
it's
it.
Enough. I'm not excusing people.
No.
Like, I don't care if you didn't grow up around a lot of African Americans or Hispanics or white people, whatever it is. There's no excuse to be intolerant. There's no excuse what is the reason behind that?
Let me tell you a story, which is like, because I was explaining this to pretty much everyone, because mm-hmm. I don't know. I just need to tell everybody about this shit. So I was telling this girl, she's white, friend of mine from after high school, and she was telling me about her workplace, and she works with an Asian guy. The guy, he was like riding a bike around the campus, and I'm assuming probably a student, yelled gook at him across the street.
What?
Okay, so when I heard that, I was like, what's gook? Like, I don't know, because uh-huh. I don't know fucking racial slurs, because why would I?
Right,
like,
I don't know.
So it's a racial slur, okay. Whatever. Why do people fucking say why? I'm sorry. Why do you even know that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why are you? Anyway, so then they're talking about it in their office, and there's a white girl in the office who says they're talking about like racism and, you know, how awful it is and whatever. And she's like, yeah, I mean, when I was in high school and all the girls were going to vacations over the summer, I had to work with my dad, like working hard on lawns and stuff like this. So I know what it's like to be oppressed, because when I went back to school, they were talking about their vacations, laughing at me that I had to work through the summer. That's what they think it boils down to. They think that being a victim of racial injustice is just being uncomfortable and out of place and not fitting in with the majority. This is literally what that is. They think it's like everybody said we're going to wear blue, but you guys chose to wear red today.
Yeah.
That's like what it is. I couldn't believe it. Like, when she told me this, I'm like, you don't understand. You don't understand. Because I'm sorry, these are acts of violence. You yell a racial slur across the street, you write it on the board, you hang stuff up in secret. Next is an act of violence, like physical violence.
Yeah, that's all that I would expect. I mean, you're just giving them more room to, by hiding it. Like I said, the next place they go into, it's like they may push the envelope. Some right. people, do you think they'll learn? I don't know. Like, when these celebrities have get caught saying like racist things or doing like really crazy, it's like, oh, we apologize for da 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 da, but are you really sorry, or did that PR person just write that whole paragraph and send it to the media and say, okay, now I mean, you're, you know, like,
they absolutely had someone write whatever, but
it's like,
it's just so frustrating.
It's tiresome. Yes. It's
it's just a lot.
It's a lot.
And it starts so small too. Like, this is
what's and it's happening. Not just a Midwest thing. Like, I have friends, like, I was talking to my friend who lives in New York, and he was saying he was at an office party and they were like cracking out a bullwhip, hitting each other with it, like, on their backs. And it's just like, he was the only person of color in that space, and another guy, and he was just like, is this fucking normal?
It probably,
like,
is.
Like, you have to think about these things, because you know what? We have to think about these things.
Right. I think about it so much, and I know, like, just like that girl I just said, she thought that she understood racial oppression. Mind you, she's a social worker.
Mm-hmm.
She's a fucking social worker.
Yeah.
She was likening racial oppression to not fitting in with the girls in high school. Like, she thought that was on the same level. So these people cracking a bullwhip and wanting to whip a black guy on his back, they're thinking, oh, it's just in good fun. They're thinking, just to harken back to the first story about what we're going through right now, there is one black person who saw a nigger on the board and didn't flip out or whatever. So they assume, oh, so-and-so's cool with it. Like, are you fucking kidding me? You don't think. You're just not thinking.
You're not thinking. And at the end of the day, even if it was another slur, a song and a slur, whatever, you just don't put that in that type of environment.
Exactly.
You know, number
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
At the end of the day.
Keep your racism at home, basically.
Keep it at home.
At the kitchen table.
Right.
Just leave it at home.
Because I don't know what to do with you. You can't change. I don't think you can change racist people.
You can't. And then the worst part is, like,
I think some people are prejudiced and they're unintentionally prejudiced. Like, no, I mean, I'm not just saying, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a situation where, like, I'm not obviously not excusing anyone.
I know. Yeah.
I'm just obviously trying to think of, like, some people, like, I don't know. I need, like, a good example of what I'm trying to say. Like, your friend that was the girl that was like listening to our show,
yeah,
and then like you saw her make a post, and it was like,
and now she's
very
black
different, right?
Matter.
Like something like that, like where someone whose prejudice may not have been exposed to those different backgrounds or whatever, so they may have, it's maybe a thought in their head.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be something that they even act on or speak on, but I think we all have, you know, things in our head that.
Right.
I don't know.
I understand what you're saying. Like, there's a sense, not to excuse anybody, but there is, like, a naive thing that goes on, like me not knowing what gook was. I shouldn't really know what that is, but I should know if I heard it to call them out. You know what I mean? Because, you know, but I never think in slurs. Like, I never have to think of offensive things to say, so I wouldn't know that. But I should know it, because if someone else is around and saying that, not like if there's not an Asian person around to be offended, I need to be offended for that Asian person. And just like how I think, you know, we can have these conversations all day, but racists aren't listening to the Black Table.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you white allies out there, and I don't like even saying allies really, but it's your job to call it out, because you don't have to be black to be outraged. Everyone should know it's wrong. Yeah. So if you're letting it slide, then you're just as guilty as the guilty party.
That's how I feel. That's absolutely how I feel.
I want to slide into another thing, too, because I was telling another black person about what had happened. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, OK. I said, so did you see it? Yeah, I saw it, but I don't know.
OK.
I said, you don't. OK. Okay. Well, walk away. Like, really? This is somebody who lets white friends call him nigga. I'm assuming. Because if you're not offended by that, you and all your friends white, I can only assume what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, you're letting people... And then the other thing is, those white friends will transfer on to other black people. Like, oh, well, so-and-so is cool with me saying nigga. I'm not so-and-so.
I'm not that person at the end of the day. And it's like, we're not super sensitive people. But, it was the anniversary of Mike Brown's fucking death.
Okay.
And it's just very timely, and it's never been a song that's been so just outright like that. Come on now.
No.
I'm not going to put it past people.
I'm not dumb, and I'm not going to pretend that you're dumb.
Yeah, and I shouldn't even be in that position to even think like, oh, maybe they didn't know. Fuck you, fucking
you knew.
I'm over it. I mean, obviously, there are people who are black who feel like when you're in a certain position that... I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for them. I'm trying to pretend like I know how they feel. Like,
I know.
You, like,
I'm like trying to think.
I don't know. Them. I can't.
Because it doesn't make fucking sense.
Yeah.
You should be mad for seeing nigga.
You should be mad.
You know what I mean? So.
Fuck that. Whatever. Right.
But what I wanted to say, too, is that this kind of stuff, what's happening right now, is just the snowballed effect of letting microaggressions slide. Mm-hmm. From comments about our hair to comments about our bodies, comments about our culture and our music or whatever, you know, those little sideline comments. If you're listening, you don't want to know what a microaggression is. Just look it up. I'm tired of teaching people, but just look it up.
Yeah.
These microaggressions.
And those are harder. So the fact that we're speaking up on like outright racism, microaggressions are even harder to speak about because the person can always backpedal and say like, oh, well, I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah.
But
you thought it, just like you said, prejudice is in the back of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
In the back of your mind, you are thinking this way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's why everybody needs to be calling people out. And I don't give a fuck if you're not for the, what do they call them? Libtards or whatever, like easily offended,
it's
whatever.
It's so disgusting.
I don't get it. Also, that's a fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Term,
like
too.
Disgusting. You're disgusting.
Call everything out, because I need these people to know, especially like young people to know.
And make
this
them
shit
feel,
is wrong.
And you don't even have to like go about it in a crazy way. But if they feel uncomfortable, good. Because you know what? That's how I felt when
okay.
you said it around me.
Exactly. Like
that's just not cool.
And it's over for you. Like, you're not going to do it again because I called you out.
Yeah.
And so if you're white and your white friends are sitting around, nigga this, nigga that, or even singing in a song.
Or even like, yeah. I went to Molly's like last weekend with like three of my white guy friends. And one of them, he said to the other guy, he's like, you're acting like a black gay male. Like that. I'm like,
what the fuck
what
does that
fuck
mean?
What the fuck does that mean? And I'm using your word friend very loosely. Like,
yeah, I know. That's lowercase
f, whatever.
People that we know.
Like, what the I was, and I just called him out, and he started like a nervous laugh, but like, that's just not, what the fuck does that mean?
Right. Call it out when
you know?
See it.
And that puts, and I don't do race jokes with people. I just don't. I'm not that person.
Especially in mixed company too.
Absolutely. I just don't do that. I don't do that.
I know. Yeah.
It's very uncomfortable. I remember people would do that shit in high school because, you know, I went to U City and we had, you know, it was like black and Jewish population for the most part. Mm-hmm. And like, there would be people going back and forth, but they'd be friends, but I don't do that shit.
My last boyfriend was Jewish, and I'm sure that he and his family or his Jewish friends make Jewish jokes. I'm never gonna laugh at that, and I'm never gonna join in on that.
Right.
I don't even know what a Jewish joke is.
I don't
like,
either.
Stop. What are you doing?
But
why would you
I
do
don't
that?
Play that shit, but I don't know. So I'm telling people to call out people when they hear these things, mm-hmm. but yep. it doesn't always have to be. Maybe everyone isn't like us. So take that person to the side or mm-hmm. text them. I don't know. Just,
or you know what? Like, so I'll even put myself down a little bit. Like when you're saying call it out when you hear it, you have to know when you're hearing it. So if I heard someone say gook, I know that I felt uncomfortable hearing that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry for everyone that I keep repeating that, but I can't think of another example.
Yeah.
But if I heard someone hearing that or saying that I heard it and I don't know what that means, mm-hmm. then I need to know, I need to do some research about why I felt uncomfortable about yeah. that. And then next time I hear it, be able to call that out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or have it explained to me, like be like, what does that mean from the yeah. same person? Because if you that hear happened. Someone saying a slur that yeah. you're not familiar with and you say, well, what is that? And they say that shit, yeah. call it out right there.
Right.
Or I bet you they don't even say it because they only want to say the funny word. They don't want to say what they're really mm-hmm. trying to say. You right. know what I mean? They want to say nigga because it has an A on the end and it's fun, da da da. But they don't want to explain where that word originally came from.
And that's true. Educating yourself. That's very important because it was an article about Indian foods. And it was like a woman explaining like offensive things people say when she's making her food or the smells, the type of food it is. And, you know, when I initially read that, I just didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But just doing further research, it's just like I need to understand why she was feeling that way.
Exactly.
Or why that culture feels that when people attack them for their foods, which may seem like something very small, but it's a big thing to them,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it is important to continuously educate ourselves on different cultures, on different races, and that's just it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way the world is. We're in a melting pot, a tossed salad. I don't know what people call it. I don't know.
Girl, Freudian slip. Man, she has this little nothing ass dress on right now too. I'm like, this girl is ready for work.
Excuse me, are you shaming me for not wearing a bra?
Okay,
I feel great.
Sorry for body. Am I slut shaming? I'm body shaming. Oh my god, we gotta delete this part out of the podcast.
All
right,
anyway.
we're gonna take a quick break now and try to lighten the mood a little bit. So we'll be right back.
Free at last.
She's squeezing her breast.
Okay.
So the other thing that I wanted to talk about during this show was Suicide Squad. So I went to go see it. You haven't seen it
yet. I haven't seen it.
I mean, okay, so I went, I guess it was the first weekend. Last weekend was the first weekend
sure.
it was out. I went on Saturday to mm-hmm. see it, and I guess it came out on Friday.
Sure.
So it already had bad reviews.
Yeah.
But
I don't believe all bad reviews, too.
Exactly. Me
even though there were a lot, because there's movies that I like that people don't like, so.
I mean, I genuinely like the Halle Berry's Catwoman. So, I mean, like, I like a crappy movie.
Sure.
So, whatever. So I went to go see the movie. I don't think that the movie itself was that awful. It definitely had its problems, like with pacing. With the storytelling mm-hmm. and the scenes, I thought that they had too long of wait so they can get an audience laugh when the joke wasn't even that funny.
Mm-hmm.
But my biggest problem was the blatant racism, especially with the character Killer Croc. So one, my problem is that, you know, they're hailing this movie as the most diverse DC movie so far.
Mm-hmm.
But you have Will Smith, you have an Asian character that's wearing a mask, you have
never see his face.
Well, that's an Asian character. Killer Croc is another black character who's a fucking crocodile. So it's another like princess, what is that? Princess and the Frog.
Tiana,
yeah. It's another one of those situations where it's like, oh, they're so diverse. But I mean,
it's just like the voices are not necessarily
exactly.
What you
and
see.
Oh, Viola Davis is in it. Of course,
right.
Viola fucking Davis is in it. You need star power. But
right.
I mean, like, that's not an, I'm whatever.
Yeah.
By the way, she was great.
Yeah.
Anyway,
great.
So my problem with Killer Croc and spoiler alert, skip 15 seconds ahead. Actually, skip 30 seconds. Seconds ahead, spoiler alert, there's one part of the movie where after they do good, they get rewarded and everyone's naming off the rewards they want. And, you know, it's very practical things like I want, like funny things, but
yeah.
practical things like I want an espresso machine or something. You know, I want to get letters from my children,
mm-hmm.
whatever. And Killer Croc's was that he wanted to get BET. And then they go at the end and you see him in his jail cell, because they all end up back in jail, and he's watching booties bouncing on like Uncut. He talked like a slave throughout the movie. Like, I understand Killer Croc is supposed to be like Southern, like from a swamp, whatever,
mm-hmm.
but it was like, I'm like, what? And like, I knew that I was watching it, but it was like outer body. Like, I was just like, I know that I'm not, I hope I'm not being too sensitive. Like, I thought that it was me. But then I just heard, I heard another podcast talk about it, and I was like, right!
Okay.
Because they did that shit. I was like, I knew I wasn't crazy.
Okay, I'm laughing at the BT and the uncut. I'm laughing.
Yeah.
So, but I don't, because like, okay, that's stupid, but you're in jail, whatever, like, you want BT, whatever. They, okay. But the talking like a slave thing, like, I need to, I need to like see a clip of this.
And the fact that it had to be Killer Croc, and like, they, there's right. other, I don't know, they're, it was just disappointing.
I'll probably watch it on the link or something. Yeah, so.
I mean, I say watch it anyway, but I mean, that shit was just so like white people telling a black story, I guess, mm-hmm. or like making black jokes. I just felt like that wasn't a black
So that was
joke.
Like
that was just talk, so
doing race in a very shitty,
tacky way. Yeah. And like, I just didn't like it. I just did not like it. It made me feel uncomfortable, mm-hmm. and I don't know really how that would be fixed, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing that
if they had fleshed out the character more and like maybe like made him the comedic relief. He was like telling jokes, but he wasn't the comedic relief. He was just telling jokes. I'm talking like a
slave. I need to see this movie. I just need to see it. I mean, I'm not gonna spoil like the Sausage Party movie, mm-hmm. but it's one of those movies that offends like everyone. And when I say offends, it's like it talks shit about everyone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I said I don't do racist jokes or whatever.
Right.
Every race, every sex, everyone. Mm. It was a joke about everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was like, it was like cringeworthy because I'm like, I'm around mixed company. Like right. you said, I'm like, I don't know. They laughing a little too hard. I might be laughing a little too hard. But it was, I like how they explored like sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think movies do that in the right way.
I'm going to have to watch it.
Like,
because that movie looks funny.
First of all, when it first starts, it's like a bunch of grown people watching a kid's movie.
Right.
Because like, it starts off singing. You're like, what are we doing? It's like Toy Story 3 again. But they did a good job.
I'm gonna watch it.
Like, you really should. Yeah. Everyone should. And but I didn't feel like the jokes that they were, like, the jokes about the black people were more about what was done to us. So mm-hmm. it was like, can you imagine how they feel? You know, mm-hmm. so it wasn't like, oh, black people, like, it wasn't like a stereotypical, and that's how it was Thank for the God. Whole movie. Not like attacking anyone, just like, this is what's been done to them, and this is what's been done to Native Americans, and
right.
like, yeah, so.
I'm gonna watch
That's
it.
Why it was like a good joke, not like,
not like I want to get BET and watch movies, but I just remembered the other point that I wanted to talk about. They also have a Hispanic character in the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And they use like really outdated slang, I guess. Yeah. I guess it's slang. I don't really know because no one says the shit. So he has like a flashback to like his wife or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like his fantasy. And she's like on her knees talking to him, first of all. And he like says things in the movie like essay and stuff like that. And it's like really like, written yeah. by a white person, but then like his fantasy is that his wife says, I'm gonna put the kids to sleep and then can we kick it? Who the fuck wrote that? Can we kick it? Bye. I'm over it. Can we kick it?
Okay.
That's like,
this is one thing.
That's the shit I don't like.
Like,
so I'm gonna see what Sausage Party does.
Okay. Let me go back to Sausage Party. Okay. So with the whole dealing with Hispanics and like jokes and things, I think it is very like, I think they did do kind of stereotypical stuff on that because it's like the accents, the music, like it, yeah. it just, it's very like, it was, I think it was like a Mexican aisle or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very stereotypical Mexican stuff. Mm-hmm. And like here, I don't really have any like Hispanic friends, so I don't right. know what they would think when they saw that movie or whatever. Right. But yeah, it is kind of a little bit on that. I don't know.
You see, but like if I were Hispanic or, you know, whatever kind, mm-hmm. I would, wouldn't mind it if it came from a Hispanic filmmaker, it was a Hispanic film. Like, I don't mind black jokes or black jokes about black culture when it comes from a black comedian or a yeah. black movie.
Yeah.
Like, don't be a menace. Like, right. that shit's funny as shit. That shit is funny
just
as
watching
shit to
that
me.
Shit.
That movie is funny as hell, but that's because it's coming from a safe space.
Right.
You know?
That's true, though.
I don't want to hear any black jokes oh, coming man. From white people. I don't.
That's
I don't want to hear any black jokes coming from Asian people or Hispanic people either. I only want to hear it from black people because they have a certain perspective.
Yeah.
Somewhat. I mean,
for the most part, okay. it's a perspective that comes from their own experience, their
exactly.
family's experience. And so it's just like us laughing about
together.
Those together.
Yeah.
And not being laughed at, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Race is a hard thing. I understand, but we have to think about it every day.
Mm-hmm. It's
whether we want to or not.
it's tiring. And like, we even have to think about it when we go to escape, when we go to movies too. Yeah. You know?
Like, oh, you laughing a little too hard over there.
What's the fucking fun? Man.
But I don't know. South Park was very good. But like, speaking of, I don't know where we're going right now, but okay. we're on like culture, yeah, films, things like that. So the Netflix just released a new series, on the 12th, and I think it's, what is it, Get Down. Oh my gosh, it is so good.
I can't wait.
Granted, I'm only on episode like 2, but
I hear it's good already.
And it's so good. It's very, apparently it cost $120 million. And that's $10 million an episode. I'm like, seeing African Americans in such a different light in that line of work is so refreshing.
Right.
Like, I love it. Because it's just, it's so unexpected, some of the shit that goes on. And like, at first I was just kind of like, what the fuck am I watching? But then it's just like, if this was any other race, I wouldn't be saying that.
Right.
And so that's kind of the mindset that I feel like when you go in, you have to take it like that. But it's so good.
I'm going
to
watch it.
It's so good.
I also should suggest that everybody watch The Little Prince on Netflix.
I watched it yesterday. Wasn't it amazing? It was so cute. Oh my God.
And I'm not even like a sentimental person, but I almost cried watching that movie. That movie is beautiful. The storytelling is amazing. Yeah. I mean, it was just a great movie. Yeah. So please watch it. Adults, children.
It's on Netflix. Like, oh, I mean, so hello. Good. Yeah. I watched it. Like, oh my God, I love it.
We have to have an episode about movies.
We do.
Sometime.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and close this show out. We're going to take another break and we'll be back with Perfect 26 and fake sponsors.
Don't be surprised if she asks where the cash at.
You're on.
Oh. Hey guys, welcome back to the Black Table, and we've got our fake sponsors.
Money, money, money.
Who will eventually become real sponsors.
Lord be with
us.
Okay. So I guess I'll start. My fake sponsor this week is Lionsgate Movies. First of all, I don't know if you released Gods and Monsters. I'm assuming that you did, because that sounds like some Lionsgate shit.
I've never even heard
of
that.
I can't. That's, or not Gods and Monsters, with Gods of Egypt. That's what I was thinking of. So Gods and Monsters. Anyway, cool. Whatever. But I just want to thank you guys so much for just getting me on your urban team, because I'm sure that's what it's called over there. Just making sure that we have high budget black movies out there, and also for letting me have full creative control over the new Power Rangers movies franchise, because y'all are really sleeping on giving me that trailer, and I'm very, very anxious about what this is going to be, because the movie comes out in March. We've already seen movies trailers that are coming out in July. So thank you guys, Lionsgate, for getting me on the team and giving me free movie passes to any movie theater that I want to do, and free travel for every red carpet.
What about me?
So anyway, thank you guys so much for supporting me, Lionsgate Movies. I'm sure you guys also have a couch somewhere that you can get me, because that also needs to happen too.
So I guess since we're being selfish, let me come for you.
Okay, what?
So I just want to thank my fake sponsor, Dollar Beauty Supply, for getting this little weave strands that I can tie into Strokes' hair for these two braids to the back. That is about to happen.
She wants to braid my hair so bad.
I can't wait. I'm braiding this hair.
I want to thank Curly Clips for providing my hair that she can braid too.
Nope.
Man, I need like a lion's mane. Like, that's what I want. That's what I'm going for.
But that's not happening. You shouldn't get the braids. Right?
She's being very bossy today.
So, anyway, thank you. And you know what?
And why dollar store? Why would you put dollar store stuff in my head?
Because it's you.
This is the end of the segment. Thank you guys so much. We'll be back with Perfect 26. Alright, so here we are. We got our Perfect 26. For those of you that don't know, we give ourselves 2-week challenges to make ourselves the perfect 26-year-olds. Listen back a few episodes and you'll be able to learn all about the Perfect 26. But last week's challenges, yours was what?
So my issue is I listen to the same 10 songs pretty much every day, 10, 15, whatever. So I was like, oh, I'll explore new music.
Mm-hmm.
So my way of doing that was not skipping songs on Pandora. And I think it went well. I mean, there weren't any standout artists or anything, but I may have thumbs up a few people that I normally wouldn't have.
And I just played music for you today.
Yeah, you listen. I mean, I think I'm Sometimes I'm one of those random people, like, if I go somewhere live and hear a song, like back in middle school when I used to love Avril Lavigne. Ooh. And so I went to her concert and there was this guy opening for her, and like I never heard his music before, and it was just great, and I went and like bought his CD and everything. Mm-hmm. And then we went to Made in America, and there were a few people there that I hadn't listened to, and I was like, okay. So sometimes I work that way,
right?
I guess so. I just have to listen to it,
right?
So
you have to just be exposed
to it. I just have to be exposed to it.
Well, you're lucky to have me around, obviously, because I can expose you to plenty of music. Yeah. That's all I freaking do.
There we go.
But I'm glad that went well.
So I think this is something that I can easily continue, just being open-minded. And I just, my issue is like I don't really listen to the words of music. Mm-hmm. I just like the beat and being taken away from wherever I'm at. So that's,
yeah,
I need to come back. Anyway,
you can do it.
I can do it. And you, sir, yeah.
My challenge was to wake up every day at 5 a.m. I need to give myself more time to do things in the morning, be productive. I have a hard time waking up and getting like excited about the day.
Yeah.
Because my work day really starts pretty early for reasons unknown to me. Anyway, but yeah, I ended up adjusting my schedule to the point where I naturally wake up at 6:30 now, which is cool. My first alarm does go off at 4:50 a.m. Like, guys, I'm telling you, I have a really hard time waking up. I probably have sleep apnea or something. I'll never get it fixed. It actually worked out that I could wake up, and it was great. And I like waking up early now. It gets me up and going and happier in the morning.
Up that early just a function?
I don't wake up at 4:50. I start waking up.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like,
that's I can't just get up and go. I've never been a get up and go person ever since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I've never been a morning person. So
that's interesting. That's why I just wake up and then I'm like, okay, gotta get up.
Nope.
Go to the shower.
Nope.
And that really wakes me up, because it's like, obviously I don't want to like drown in the shower.
Nope. I take a shower to go to sleep. So it just works the opposite
way. You take a shower to go to sleep?
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
My friend was like, it's not get up. It's like, I was telling her like, I want to wake up at 5 a.m. whatever. And she was like, or you could just get your fucking ass up and go, because you need to be somewhere.
Right.
I've never thought that way. I'm like, it'll be there. I'll be there eventually.
Do you wake your mind up? Like, sometimes I wake it up and like go on Instagram or something or Facebook and just take a look just to wake up mentally.
No, okay, but I do have a friend that is 2 hours ahead of me. Yeah. So I resorted to starting to wake up and start a conversation with
them.
Canadian Bay is 2 hours ahead of me. So whenever I wake up, I'll just like text Canadian Bay, because then it's like, okay, well, you're up and I gotta stay awake. And so then I just get out of bed and I'm good.
Yeah, don't ever text me.
I will never. First of all, I don't text you anyway.
Yes, you do. Don't make me expose.
I say, bitch, where's the check?
I'll put the receipts out. Don't come for me. I have receipts.
Anyway, so yeah, waking up early is great. This week's challenges, or this next 2 weeks' challenges, my new one is going to be watch a season of TV with a friend. One for socialization reasons, because I'm like a dog and I need to be a
pack animal. You sound like Trina Braxton. She be making up words.
Is she the drunk one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Trina. Yeah. I'm gonna just hang out with a friend and watch a season of TV. And luckily, I have the get down to get, you know,
get
to watch.
Down.
So hopefully, I finish that within 2 weeks, because I suck at watching TV.
Watch the first episode.
I suck at watching TV. Yeah. ADHD gets me so bad. Yeah. That's why I like
put
music.
Put your phone down and line up with your dog on the couch.
Nigga. Your challenge.
So my challenge is, a few weeks ago I had the challenge of going out and splurging on myself because I'm so cheap. But I realized that I probably need to be a little cheaper and invest in my savings account. This past week, out of nowhere, I just kind of left my debit card at home and I took out money for the week, and that's all that I could spend. And once that was gone, I was just done. And I think I need to start doing that, because when I have physical cash in my hand, I'm less likely to go out and spend money versus my card, because I'm like, oh, okay, just a swipe. So really that back in, and I have a goal of how much I want to save by, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 months from now. Not for a trip, just to have. So I'm gonna make that happen, and
That's good.
You can
do it.
I'll do it.
I'm going to try to join you on that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, money things I love.
Right.
Money itself.
You know, he'd be at the club balling out on $50 drink nights. Like,
I'm just so, like, generous for a broke person. I'm the most generous broke person
man,
in the world.
Right.
I buy people's things for no reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I'm going to try to join you with the cash thing.
Okay.
Leave my debit card at home.
Yes.
We'll do that. So if you're going to be saving money, you're going to be following Khadisi's thing. If you're going to be watching a new TV show that if you suck at watching TV, you'll be joining mine. Or if you're doing anything else that you feel like we could do eventually, just send us a note. Feel free to email us or whatever. We'd love to hear what you guys are doing to better yourselves.
Absolutely. All right, guys, that's the end of our show. If you want to stay in contact with us beyond the podcast, go ahead and email us at theblacktableis@gmail.com. We actually got an email.
Yeah, we did. So keep emailing us.
So keep emailing us. I know. You can also find us on Twitter at @blacktablepod. You can find us on Instagram, @theblacktablepod, and search us on Facebook at The Black Table Podcast or facebook.com/theblacktablepod.
Yeah, and you can listen to us on pretty much every single podcast listening app. If you use a podcast listening app and we're not there, let us know. We'd love to make sure that we get on there. Make sure that you rate, review, subscribe, and share on
please review
iTunes.
Us.
It actually really, really works. I see that our related podcasts are no longer just the top 10. Like, we actually have black podcasts in our related two. So thank you guys who have written reviews and have been sharing it and things like that. We really appreciate that. And if you want to keep in contact with us directly, you can find me online pretty much anywhere as STFU Strokes.
And me at Khadisi.
You want to spell that?
KHADDESI. Khadisi.
All right, guys. Well, we will see you guys next time. And thank you guys so much for joining us at the.
Thanks, guys. I'm trying to get the last word. I really appreciate you guys listening to us. Please come back. Please.
Now you know I'm going to have to get this last word.